The mailbox is full.
Greetings, the automatically deleted husband, and in response to Jim Cross, yes, I want to see George. And his proposal seems to be for June 15th, I think it is. The day is not clear, but just as I did with the countdown to my millionth jumpy jack that did happen, you know, I gave a number of days, and I kept recording that. Well, I'm going to assume the June 15th date, and so it would be 88 days till I get to see George, assuming this actually happens. But you see, that countdown to actually was December 8th of last year. For my millionth jumpy jack, was to happen at the top of Big Frog, where I invited George to be with me. My guess is he still doesn't know. It's a reasonable guess, isn't it? So I really wonder about if this will actually transpire, and if it does, what the dialogue will be like. And, of course, if I will remain isolated from him until that day. I had a delightful dialogue and reasonable advice given by my friend Chris today on this subject. And because of what he suggested I consider, I was planning on sending a postcard to George today, and I decided to push it off to give it one more day to mull over so I don't respond inappropriately. However, the email of yesterday obviously was sent out to Jim Cross and then to my family list and then to several other people. And I got three responses. And they were positive. You know, I did make the statement I was hoping to be helpful for one, at least one. Well, indeed, apparently it was. So I'm grateful for the encouragement I got. And I do think for the prayers I'm getting. But, you know, Jim Cross did respond to me. And, you know, he did state he didn't read much of the email. You know, direct quote, frankly, I didn't read much. And, you know, so communications, no, we don't want to do that, which I find, well, unloving. He did mention that all your emails to me go straight to my spam folder. You know, so a willingness to engage? No, of course, it's not there. And, you know, he wants me to answer, and I say, yes, I want to see him. But he does say he doesn't need to meet with the barbarianism you spew out at those you hate. So the assumption there is he's accusing me of hating somebody, like him. Mr. Cross, as I pointed out in the email yesterday, it was an act of love, including to you. You know, it's interesting. I just found out about a gentleman today, which, you know, the way is ironic. But anyway, because I found out, because the Shofar Nexus Tools captures DNS queries on my local machine, and I noticed a query went to a site and I didn't recognize it, because what happens is your browser, when there are various links on a page, it'll pre-do the DNS in order to eliminate that delay if you ever go to that site. It also helps for tracking and whatnot, but that's another issue. But the other thing is, I looked at the site, I went and I found a gentleman, and it's very interesting stuff. You know, he talks about stuff that, well, church leadership and things of that nature do, and the tones and the techniques they use. So when Jim Cross writes, he doesn't need to meet with the barbarianism you spur out at those you hate, he's doing exactly what this gentleman described. You know, this is, you know, one of the, this is termly called projection. You're saying you do... I'm claiming that you do what I'm doing right now. you know, because he's showing me hate. Again, he says, your cards go directly from my mailbox to my trash can. So the postcards I sent him, he disregards. Your emails go directly to my spam folder. I will not tolerate your browbeating barrage. So this is what he wrote me. And I responded to him. Very simple. If I speak in the tongue of men and angels, but have not love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And if I have prophetic powers and understanding all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith as to remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. If I give away all I have and I deliver my body to be burned, but have not love, I gain nothing. Love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice in wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. My lady, my wife, I love you, and I ask for you back.